Hey everybody, before the show got started, I just wanted to mention that our friends Philip and Lance joined us. So those are the new voices that you're going to hear when you listen to this episode. It was really fun playing with those guys. The only problem is that we don't have enough sound equipment for that amount of people. So I had to arrange the mics in a different kind of way, and it picked up everything all right. The sound quality's not as great as normal. I know it's not the best anyway, but that's the reason for it. But I think it was well worth it to have those guys play with us. All right, hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
How do we want to start out with this? You guys want to give a recap? We'll have Lance do a recap.
Things happened and it was awesome.
Eric called me on the phone and I came over.
Pathfinder. Actually, went the exact opposite for us. Like 3 months in a row.
So it's
Mike was up a tree for like a long time.
Yeah.
David chased a guy on a horse who ended up coming back to life anyway. So
I killed him twice.
We made a bunch of puns.
Well, that's
really bad. But yeah, it's every time we play. I think I say Naga please every time we play.
Alright, so you guys encountered or are supposed to go to a priory to the north of Mortenburg. And they wanted you to go up and they gave David an amulet to open some door, and he put it on and started to pose with it, if I remember right.
Sorry,
and
I
had my war guide on, too.
I appraised it.
And then you guys started to head north. It's middle of winter. There was just a big snowstorm, so the path was really treacherous. So the going was pretty slow. Normally,
we had
like,
a sled.
Yeah, you guys had to make a sled.
Yeah, it took 8 hours.
So
we had it.
So the urgency of you checking the priory was postponed for making a sled.
Yeah, I think it burned down. They rebuilt it.
But we had a sled.
So you guys traveled for about, what was it, 4 hours, I think?
Yeah. Right.
And then you discovered some tracks in the snow.
Yeah, that's just weird.
That's just not what I mean. And you guys eventually found they belonged to a trog and to monitor lizard.
Yeah.
Which you guys eventually dispatched after having much relived trauma, kobolds, and trying to climb trees and summoning powers of God who failed him every time.
Seriously, Mother Verge. Mother Verge, get rid of that.
The trog did tried to escape, but David chased him down. Ooh. Chased.
They chased him right down.
Chased him. He eventually gunned him down, or arrowed him down, I guess, in front of a temple that had three more trogs in front of it.
Like, killed them all single-handedly.
Yeah.
Or ran. No, we went to sleep without posting someone to watch.
Yep, so you guys went back.
But that was later.
Killed the guys, came back to the temple.
Wait, there was a part of it. Yeah, then we came back, and I told them. And then we rested, and the three from the temple met us there, and we killed them. And then we went back to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And found some tents. Looked through them, went to sleep. And
with no watch.
And woke up to find the three things that we've killed on top of us.
On top of me, I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
They were all close to my tent.
That's the part that made me laugh last time. I was listening to the last podcast. They said Mike just turned over.
Sometimes you don't want fresh meat. You want That's also the main second.
So, yep, so they were zombified now.
When we killed them.
Yeah.
I killed it with my Hung Among Them. It was weird. Like, something weird happened.
Yeah.
Well, that was why the temple was significant.
That Hung Among Us.
Yeah. And then after we killed them, I don't even think we finished resting. I buried them. I think is what happened.
Yeah.
And then we...
Well, a couple of them went completely destroyed because dust didn't turn, but...
That's right.
Evaporated into nothingness.
Sure, our help sometimes.
That was all me.
And then we finally figured out how to get inside.
Yep. That is where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on the steps of the temple here. Way up on the steps.
Like you said, the backstory behind this whole thing is used to be, what races were enslaved by?
All races, everything that basically didn't have scales were enslaved. And, well, you know what the Yanti are, but basically I call them Naga in this world. They had everybody enslaved. And the only reason they got defeated is because someone discovered cold iron and they seemed to be weak to the cold iron.
Sure.
So, it's like 50 years after everybody got liberated, so everything's like rebuilding right now. What did I have?
It's a great time to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, indeed.
We wanted to make some sword bows. This would be the time to do it.
Well, we're starting
in.
Some bows somewhere.
yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah.
His character wants to build an inn. That's why I'm on adventures game. My dad was an innkeeper, and he lost it to gambling, and I'm trying to restore the family.
And to get badgers.
And to get badgers. Well, I'm going to start an inn for badgers.
They're underrepresented.
Well, they're always sleeping outside. I'm sure they would love to sleep inside. All right.
Alright.
That's
what we are.
So,
somehow
into the temple.
Hey, how's it going? We just wanted to interest you. We got some good opportunities.
Yeah,
at least
like,
books.
I know I have 10 times.
We're just like, come on in. We don't live here. But
come on in.
Yeah. All right, so you just open it up. Inside, there's like a purplish glow. Everything's covered in shadows, and you see a lot of crystals all over the place.
Can I take the crystals?
Go on up there and get it. So you're right now you're at the precipice of going into the...
Let's just go back to Mordberg. This is boring. Alright, let's go in.
I'm
in his temple.
I don't
turn that down. I'm out of here.
I don't think this has anything to do with making an inn.
Yeah.
Did we, like, discern what this temple was?
Can you
no,
make
really
the
shit.
Temple an inn?
You guys
said
that last
that.
Time.
Yeah, I thought you said an inn here. I was going to...
Call these motels.
Oh, I'm sorry. Makoa.
It's Makoa Dustblood.
Makoa Dustblood.
Now, you got a plan for us to come in at some point, right? Is it?
No, right at the very end.
I just want you guys to show up and watch it.
Do you want us to be at the door-to-door?
We have a tendency of just, like, anytime something freakishly happens, we just burn the entire place down.
I don't see anything different than how we normally play.
That's the best.
There's ghosts in his house, burned house.
Yeah. Solves any horror movie, actually.
It's true.
Watch another horror movie.
That's just a
burn that place down.
It's all
nice.
15.
As you guys start walking in, Mike or Makoa, you notice, you say probably about this way to the wood, you can hear something coming towards the temple. It's like making a lot of racket.
I shoot at it.
Alright, well, I turn and whisper to them that I hear something, but my axe, I'm pulling out whatever I'm with, great axe, pulling out my great axes right now.
Okay.
Down, ready to go.
Do you think it's kobolds?
He thinks everything's kobolds.
He doesn't take chances. He recognizes the footprints.
Kevin, David, what are you guys doing?
First.
I say, well, let's go on the temple.
Pinch at the door.
I'm gonna see if I can hear him.
20.
So are they like, you can just hear them coming?
Yeah, it's like stomping in the brush.
I want to put my ear to the ground and
see. You're walking into him.
No. I'm going to put my ear to the ground and like see if I can tell how many and what's going on.
Roll for
you pressed your ear a little harder.
Yeah, ear turns black.
Sounds like there's two. You could discern that at least one of them is, just because of your favorite enemies, that one of them is a lizard creature of some type.
Okay. I pull out my...
Shoot him.
Arrow.
Shoot him out. Tabit, with your higher score, you can hear it talking. You can't understand the language. But it sounds like he's being rather aggressive, and you can hear two other voices.
This guy's had a bad day. We need to shoot him.
Can you tell what it is? What language it is? Does he know anything about?
What language do you know?
Common, Dwarven, and Orc.
No. I know Draconic. Can you tell me what they're saying? What it is?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
There's a lot of hissing. Mostly hissing.
I'm gonna pull out my bow and like take cover, like hide in the tent.
Okay.
I'll hide back here. Is this like high enough?
Yep, you can hide back.
I'm going to take out my religious idol and stare at it and say, don't fuck with me.
Are you a cleric that has a problem with the god they serve?
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty awesome.
Give him a lot. Give him a shaft.
Fuck you, don't boy. You witnessed the right fate. Stop this.
Mike will give you one more perception check before our stuff's going to start hanging
up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take out my four hammer.
All right, you pass for it.
If you guys are gonna hide,
DM standing up.
You
this
better
is good.
Perceive some shit right now.
I'm just stretching my legs. Let's stretch it. Get my big characters out.
Actually, based on his role, I'm gonna run and hide.
I didn't perceive shit, so I run and hide.
Actually, you do. You found the pile of shit you laid on the side of the.
I made that. No kobold there.
That's true. I forgot you did take a dump on the stairs.
Oh yeah, I actually did take a dump up front.
Forgot about
I mean,
that.
How do we
have
to
go
to
all
these
days
and no one has to
use the restroom
of
hotels? How am I the only one that
I just
has
think
to
it goes without saying. You know, I like to keep my business private. When I say I'm going to go check for tracks, you know what I'm going to do.
I'm leaving tracks.
Are you guys just going to stand and like let them see you?
Well, I can't reach my mini.
Oh, you want to? Where do you want to go?
I want to be behind everybody. No, that's fine.
That's the one back to Morgan.
Yeah. I'm going to go get help.
All right, do I have time to move back still? I'm running.
You have...
You should charge him.
All right, I'm running to Ray. What's he here? I'll hide behind the ranger. I'm a barbarian, but I'm not.
I'll swing and shoot real quick.
Yeah, I like that. I like that sound.
That's the sound you guys are going to make.
What's that guy again? Some of the same guys.
Alright, so they are oblivious to you guys.
Woo!
You see another well-armored trog leading two elves. One of them you'll recognize as Crow. The other one you've never seen before. And then behind them are two more trogs that are they're better equipped than the ones you fought before. It looks like this was more of a raiding group than the other ones were more of a scouting group.
Are they wild things?
What do you mean?
That's a song about the trunk saying. Anyway. So I'm gonna like step out behind and hopefully it'll give me a surprise round and do what's the point blank?
Do they look like they're alive?
Yeah, they're walking.
I'm gonna turn around and do rapid shot.
Like, we're bound, right?
Yes.
I assume, like, you've got, like,
you're bound. Your weapons
by
are
handcuffs. Rope.
Just rope.
You got like gags in their mouths?
No, they didn't gag you guys.
Okay.
They're just.
Ball gags.
They kept poking and saying kobold.
Yeah, they didn't gag you, but you had your own.
I've been saving this one.
Fine.
Why don't you let me use this?
So I'll just step out with my bow and shoot twice at the guy in front.
Alright, so this will be a surprise round, so everybody gets a free round.
Can I use Rapid Shot to inspire us?
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to inspire you.
Our lights bound.
You're going to inspire me?
Leo's carrying us.
No, you guys are just like, they're like...
Yeah, kind of pushing us along.
They're kind of pushing you along. The one behind you is actually using your own spear to push you.
Going to stab me once.
Ramming you with
Don't break
own,
it!
Do you want us to roll initiative, or is it okay if I inspire him before he shoots?
You can, yeah, you can do one standard action.
I whisper in your ear.
What do I get for that?
Just +2 for this round and the next round.
You know what, also in the last episode, you gave me that, and I never used it. And
they go, it expires.
About talking about using it next round.
That's true.
All right, I got that. So that will be a 13.
I should have just said,
the first shot will miss.
Okay. Quit fucking around.
That'll
be
17.
Right off the start.
I
haven't even started playing.
You
know, I got Barrow.
You can't, you could have.
Well, Mortenberg's looking for more town guards, so you might be
there. 5 points.
No other deities courting your favor?
I don't know. I haven't decided. Because, my character's like his grandfather and past and past quest and worship the same deity. He's struggling. Like, he really wants it to work out. It's just
not working.
He's just that asshole roommate. Like, he's just like, does the dishes, shit like that.
Anyway.
You picked them off.
Good.
Makoa, you can do one thing before you roll the shit.
Your deity comes asking favors. What's wrong? Look, dude, seriously. I just need a few more dollars.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I need a level one.
Heavenly office. You just donate 20% of your earnings to me instead of 10%. I can totally add this.
Can you vote me right this
way? I'm just going to step over here.
You're gonna charge him?
No.
You're barbarian.
It's not bad.
Like, for me, this would be so much easier.
Yeah.
I should have pulled my short bow off.
Dude, Aphrodite is totally wild. All right,
everybody, roll
initiative.
Oh, you're gonna miss you?
Guess not much we can do, but.
We'll let you guys go.
It's been a little while, so it's just add the dex.
There should be one on there that says
initiative, isn't it?
Yep, and you just add that. But basically, you're right.
Yeah, it is dex. Unless you have some modifier.
Or some other, I think there's some other, right? There's
you can get some
feats,
yeah. Some really good feats.
I get to go first. So,
initiative. So add that to your roll. Fire's better in this.
Yes.
4 plus that, so it's like...
Alright, I'll go around. Okay. Our pro, you got a 21.
What's your dex?
I think you already added it.
No, I'm asking because I got 19. 21 too.
What's your guy's name again?
Kenelvian Goldleaf.
Kenelvian.
Call me Kenny.
Okay.
Kenny, what you got?
I've got a 12.
Tap it.
18.
Maybe you got a 20.
21. Who's got higher dex?
Makoa?
Yeah, 13.
Too bad.
I'm the slowest.
No.
I have a long road. I will improve initiative. Things just didn't really work out well for me.
Maybe you're sure. Maybe you're like still.
Maybe
you
can do like a boaster or a.
I don't know. That one just didn't appeal to me.
Maybe you're still walking funny.
We can have
a switch to bard.
It's gonna be a bass player. Has anyone ever played like a whole band, like a rock band?
I thought that'd be fun.
I think
we were
talking
awesome.
About that. Yeah.
That was all bard crew.
Yeah. Go around and play gigs. You got a built-in episode.
And then you have one crazy fan out there with a sword running like magic. Like,
all right,
with
so
all
the head guy goes first. You see, he looks back and says something in a hissy language. You'll understand it.
What language is it?
Draconic.
I think
it
says right here.
Oh, shit.
What's he say?
He says, watch these
two. Wait,
don't
tell him. He can't understand it. Pull yours.
Oh, earmuffs.
He's like, I'll pretend not to pay attention.
Okay.
He says, watch these two and I'll handle these fools.
Okay, it must be really strong or really dumb.
And then he drinks a potion and you see him grow twice his size.
Oh, I was right. Damn it.
I... Point at Tab and act like he was the one that shot him.
You point at him with your bow.
Yeah.
Here, take this.
And then he...
Hold this for a second.
He rushes. He rushes and pulls out a... what is it?
A free sample of shampoo?
Yep.
Shampoo, bro!
Oh, I don't have any hair.
Thank you.
He stole all our door stuff.
He'll have a great sword.
He hasn't tried it.
That's what lizard men think are great swords.
Did the weapon grow twice his size too, or is he just like huge with a tiny weapon now?
So now he's huge and he's dual wielding great swords.
Well,
now
you
should have kept your mouth shut.
Stop saying stuff. He does stuff when you say that. Crow and David, it's your guys' turn.
Are we going at the same time?
He's
Crow,
got the highest. Crow can go first.
Yeah, he's a higher dex.
So you are bound
you
with
escape artist.
Twang.
Crowlock? I'm gonna guess. No. Bards have pretty much everything.
Yeah,
oh, I do have escape artist.
I don't.
I think you can do it untrained.
Yeah,
you
should.
You don't get a bonus to it.
It's one of the ones on there. Total bonus.
Yep, so when you roll, you'll just get that 4. If you get like a skill, you get a bonus to on top of that. So you get a 4 on top of it.
Yeah, we'll try to escape.
Can you cast with your hands, Miles?
Certain spells you can.
They used to have like, I remember second edition had the whole verbal material.
It's in this too.
Is this
somatic?
Yeah, I have like burning hands. Would be one.
You have to have your hands out.
They have your hands off.
Yeah. Can't burn the ropes off.
That's what I was thinking. Turn around, burn the ropes off, and burn the.
Great. Looks like I'm just gonna lay down on the.
Yeah, you struggle all over. You struggle into there, but you can't get that.
I mean, Cap is also bad.
Yeah. Right, power down like a little girl.
David as David.
I'll slowly crawl out.
I was just kidding. I wasn't really trying to get these off.
Take it out of my Boy Scout knot. I'll throw my bow down and take out my war hammer and smash it in the face.
Okay.
Woo!
Just fumble.
Is that a 1?
Oh, no.
Why
are you standing up again? This can't be good.
You get punched in the face every time you roll 1.
So does this mean since he grew up twice the size that you just swung between his legs and ran to the other side of him?
We're going to see. Apparently there's something special.
Yeah, you should be able to roll through his legs.
Yeah. Roll through his legs. You'll be all right.
Come on, Mike. Don't fuck around.
Your feet now is in my hand.
And then give him to David to take the top one.
Seems like there should be something like a fumble critical or something.
Roll to confirm the miss.
That's true. So.
I forgot we had to do that.
Oh. I failed into awesome before, so I feel like there should be something.
Big one looking at you.
Save yourself from a failure.
It'd be a 22.
Well,
no,
it'll be nice to
you
shuffle.
You drop your sword and sticks into somebody.
There will not be.
All right, so it is. So
you catch yourself the last
second. You just kind of miss them really bad.
And they laugh.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
All right. Tabit, you're up.
Is Makoa next?
I thought you had a higher score.
No,
yeah.
I, as in like after me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to inspire him also.
Yeah, inspire me.
Hey, you know that rage thing
looking,
you do?
Been
do
looking
that.
Good lately. That's what I say. I know how angry you get. I watched you spill a glass of milk once. So yeah, you get a +2 for this round and the next round.
So
it's whatever you want.
You basically tell him you're good enough, you're smart enough.
Yeah. Doggone it.
You're awesome, dude.
Doggone it, Cobalt's like,
you'll do that, dude. The best around.
Yeah, also, I was like, will you move me?
Do you have to be touching him?
No, it's within 30 squares or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
you
no. I just yell it. That's why I'm not stealthy. So I'm like,
he goes, "Hey,
you
look
off.
Great."
Yeah.
They do really good.
Just like that's all I do.
Do really good.
Yeah, I'm the
hey,
world's
worst. Miss.
Yeah, no, I'm the world's worst coach.
Don't miss.
Come on, team. Just beat these guys. Come on, quit fucking around.
Inspired.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't want to suck at that. Jerk.
They get on the other side. You flank them.
The deconstructive right, criticism.
Burying like Red X into this.
Get on the other side.
That's
true. Get on the other.
Never mind.
That's not gonna do well.
What the fuck? I inspired you.
18 plus what's the?
Oh, 2.
So it's 20.
Yeah, that's good.
No.
Nice. Inspire me harder next time.
You.
All right, that hit.
Yep. People have flanked him. What he kept saying.
Right.
Me.
Like, you should have said flank him when you inspired him.
Yeah, that's true. Flank him, then hit him.
7.
He's pissed off. Alright. Kenny.
Okay, I'm going to try to escape artist too. I'm going to make it less noticeable than Crow over
here. Not going to lie.
So if I do get it off, I want it to look like I've still got them on. That's what I'm going to go for.
Okay. Okay, you're going to have to be pretty high to do all that.
Okay. 19.
Yeah.
Plus
8.
So 27.
Yep, that does
okay.
it. So,
and then I've kind of made it into like a gear.
So you got it. Oh, so you got it like this? Kind of thing.
It's there, but I can also.
All right.
If I can get behind this guy, he's gonna be choking.
Yep. So you can move stuff, but you can do like an attack move.
Yeah,
we can move
stuff. So 2.
Yeah, it's
he's not free.
That's here in about.
You guys anything?
Sure.
Bring a high life.
Just bring the whole bubble thing of high life. You know, if you like.
Bring the fridge.
Bring the fridge.
Guys, no, not like him.
There's 2 dudes.
Two bad dudes.
I'm going to. He's got my weapon.
He was so horrible.
Yeah, I know he's got my weapon. I want my weapon back, but I can't just.
Do you get to do more after that?
He can do a move action.
Oh, you gotta go to try to chirp him or something cool. Can you? Do you have like any spells that would make him?
He can't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
He does have spells, though.
Can I attack?
No, that's why your escape artist took that.
We could run.
Okay. And what are these in?
It'll
chase you, and I can just, like, sit down and have a chance to get out.
Screw you guys.
So, these tents, what do they look like, then? What are we looking at, these tents? Can I hide in those tents?
Yeah, they're big enough. What it was is these tents were what the original tribes were using as, like, sleeping in. They're more like travel tents that's big enough for like one person and some like an armor rack type thing.
Okay. So they're like one person tents.
Yeah.
Is there any place I can hide in this and try to get a drop on this guy if he comes to chase
me? Yeah, you can run in them and get try to. He would get an attack of opportunity against you.
Right now?
If you move out of his threat range. So how in...
Okay.
I don't remember, have you guys played third or...
It's been a little while.
Yeah,
I've played it before. I mean, I know. So it'd be an attack opportunity because I'm leaving his threat ring.
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that, though. I mean, what am I going to use from that anyway? Dead! Right off the very first action I made. Dead.
Killed
like
by his own weapon.
It's like first edition. I drank the water. The water was poison. So yeah, I'm gonna try to run into this tent and hide somewhere. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to? He's gonna roll attack at all?
Yeah, he could knock you out in one swing.
He misses
one. Awesome.
Good, because he doesn't know how to use your combo.
Yeah, he's like, woo.
He forgot to lock it.
Sounds like a Sideshow Bell.
So I'm in the tent. So do I need? Do you want me to? Like, map out where I go or anything like that?
Nope, it's open on both ends. I'll just say.
And I don't remember what. So they're 5 foot, so I've got, what, 30 feet I can go in around?
Yeah, so you got.
I can use 6 squares.
6 squares, yep. And
so
diagonals, every other one counts as 2. So
okay.
It's like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Alright, so, like, inside there's like a weapon rack here, and then there's a sleeping mat and a type thing.
Oh, wait, so there's a weapon rack? Can I? I'm gonna hide behind the weapon rack.
Okay.
Push it onto him.
Alright.
I don't think there's any weapons on it though.
Oh.
No, I don't. I think they took them. That was, they had javelins on them, but they used them on.
So it's.
You can try to act like a weapon.
I'm a javelin.
Illusion!
Under the bed? I think under the bed? Yeah, I'm gonna go under the bed.
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
That's
mine.
There, I got
oh.
A spot. You
want
to thank
you.
Air
Dinga.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring a bottle opener too?
Actually,
him?
I think I've had nope. That before. Yeah. Actually, I have one down.
We're going to call Tyler over here with his jaws.
I was like, yeah, I didn't want to. I just want to make sure I get it out of my pocket so I can go home with it.
Give me the bottle.
Idiot. What are you drinking?
Treachery.
Unibrew.
Treachery.
There's
so much
pistol.
Treachery. They had to put it into a
second.
There's a lot of treachery.
And now it's in written form.
The other trogs, are they going now?
Yeah, they're going to go now.
You guys didn't kill these while I was gone? God damn it.
So this one,
I had him
Lance,
for a few points of damage.
Hide. Give me a hide check.
A hide check?
Yeah, because you said
you
could.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like tan and leather.
Give me a hide. Yes, I think I would wear it.
Brutally, I just get this brutal river.
What's the strongest hide
yeah.
In the game again, real quick? You asked me this question.
Much,
yes.
Much better than
I am
more.
A confident character.
I saw
where this is going now.
I just thought that's how high his escape artist roll was.
If I rolled real bad, I was going to be a very incompetent character, but this is the way it's going now. He's a confident musician.
He'll be fooling himself now.
Oh, yeah.
I can do anything! Like,
so, what, 17, where's Hyde? Here.
Did we go with Hyde or pretend he's a javelin?
I'm under the bread.
It should be stealth. It should be
oh,
okay, stealth. So, that plus 10, so 27.
Jesus. I forget how crazy feats, or skills, bards have.
Yeah, they get a ton of skill points.
But they probably release...
He has insane
yeah,
stats.
They can't
yeah, they're like a... Jack of all trees, master of
knives. I want
he's got crazy high stats, though, too.
Really?
So he comes in there, he can't see, he looks at the weapon rack, and he's like...
19?
Yeah.
Where's
I'm
going to
be doing all the
things. I sure wish there was a big one right here.
I by the way, I didn't roll those up. That was
no,
huge.
I think he gave him the mythic levels already.
How do you even get a 19?
Did you get him the mythic levels already?
No, he's not mythic. It's the elf gets a plus 2.
I literally was going to just roll the dice and whatever I got. Like,
yes.
I just
he'll take care of it for me. Okay,
I just rolled it the same as like we did, that 66.
Not so. Feel inadequate, it's fun.
No.
Your gun's testing you.
I failed.
Just a test.
Listen,
just
a few more worshippers.
And I also didn't sell your purpose.
So he's going to end his turn. He's looking at the weapon rack.
Oh.
Oh, this
so
is gonna be good.
He doesn't know
yes.
Where you are at all.
Yeah, because you're using
rope.
Other characters that ever use rope failed.
The other guy, he has.
I've had these confident rolls now.
He has a javelin.
Time.
He noticed Crow trying to break free, so he's going to try to whack him in the head.
Oh, what?
Kind of subdual
cool.
Damage.
Just a door-to-door salesman.
AC 16. That might hit you.
16, exactly.
All right, so he...
Oh,
I
swear
I
swear
I wasn't trying to get these off, man.
You just add all those up.
I said this.
All right, you got me. I'm
yeah.
Captive.
Yeah, he's going to, like, throw
so
his arms 16, up as soon as the spear comes
so
in. Just cut them off.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, they should do that.
They're just really itchy, dude.
Seriously.
So you take 5 subdual. You can write that...
What is subdual?
If you do enough subdual, you knock one conscious.
Why is,
oh, okay.
Why is Don Vito wandering around your backyard
yeah.
Still?
That
I swear to God.
It's not really a guy. It's just
like,
yeah.
You
see?
You just
keep
wants to play.
It's
like
a
shirt.
Why is a shirtless guy in your backyard?
I didn't even see him earlier either. That's a new one.
It might be the same guy, because he likes to walk around without a shirt on.
This isn't a duplex, right? This is your
no,
backyard.
It's a condo association,
oh.
So we're all connected.
Oh, okay, so it's all kind of your own yards.
Yeah.
Same yards.
Yeah,
so everyone can walk around with each
other. Sure.
Sorry, people on the podcast listening to us that you can't see the
that's right. We
majestic
have
things that we are watching.
you'll have to speak in Spanish, because that's where our high is.
Otherwise,
so they don't even know what we're saying?
It's mainly German.
Yeah, we have one guy in Germany who really likes us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forget what's clothing and stuff.
You know his name?
No.
Hey,
yeah.
German guy.
Yeah.
German man.
Well, what did you say? The same IP downloaded it twice or something like that? Is that what you said?
No, it was two different ones.
So two drones?
Yeah.
I assumed it was one guy and two different dudes.
Yeah.
All right. David, he...
forgives me and gives me a...
No, he swings his great sword at you two-handed, and he puts, like, you see, he, like, puts a lot of power into it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a reckless attack, but if it hits you, it's going to hurt.
Okay. I'll take it.
The AC 10.
I said yes, wouldn't that be really weird?
Yeah, it would be weird.
Yeah.
You're not wearing any clothes, even.
I think your natural armor would even deflect
yeah.
that.
Okay, Crow, you got knocked in the back of the head with a javelin.
Subdual style.
He's like, poof!
Yeah, it's a standard action to spit the blood out of your mouth.
No, he's kind of, that was the one he attacked you, he did that subdual, so he's kind of doing, like, the flatten or the...
He's trying to knock you out.
Yeah, he's trying
to
not kill you.
Yeah. So, oh, wow.
I know, he's got, he's got more hair in his chest than I do in my head. Like, I was like, holy shit, he's got seriously, like, a mane of, like, I was like, what the fuck?
His chest pubes.
Yeah.
Chest pubes, dude. Alright, so, Crow, it's your turn to do whatever you want to do.
Choke them out. Choke them out.
Try to do that.
Are they bound behind their back, or are they bound, like, in front of them?
In the front.
No, he's unbound.
He's unbound. Well, he was, like, tanning a leather and shit. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, our hands are just bound, right?
Yeah.
Choke him.
Yeah, I'm going to go for that.
Okay.
I'm going to be adventurous here. This is my character.
This is true.
And you're already doing 10 times better than the last guy.
Yeah. So
I really want to get out of this because I want to ask you, since this guy existed before, I'm going to ask you a ton of background. Remember that time?
He hit me so hard in the head just now, I forgot.
The answer's like, no, I was reading a book.
It took 5 points of
totally,
amnesia
totally
damage.
Totally
in
character.
That's what happened. What are you trying to do?
Choke him.
As a wizard?
That's a really good
idea.
Like
no, that happened with us, too.
What,
like
everybody, when
like
we were in that prison,
you
tried to grab a guy,
and
he ended up just, like,
that.
He ended up just, like prying his fingers off and walking away.
Yeah.
Get out of
here.
It's 8, right?
He was just like,
yeah,
8. But I wasn't a wizard, at least. No, you weren't a wizard. It was worse, actually, because you were a ranger.
Yeah. I was only level 1, and I've learned a lot since level 1.
I've learned a lot.
I've
got
a
grip for following 2 levels.
Yeah.
I'm keeping one occupied while you do all the hard work.
Actually, really close, but no, you just barely miss them.
So what does it look like when you go to choke someone and you miss?
Just...
I went to reach over him and just missed his head, like he got out of the way. So I'm like,
yeah.
Now standing there like a dumbass. Like,
yeah.
Well, he just
I was
like
stretching, man.
Yeah. He just saw such a weird
one,
distance.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Ever played a fighting game where you try to grab and you don't grab the person?
It's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, you get punished.
Oh
yeah. So, it looks like you're trying to hug him. I played tons
aggressive
of
fighting.
Hey, dude.
Mike, why didn't you flank him?
Let's
I
hug it out.
Why didn't you do that? Can I go here and flank him?
Yes.
Barbarians.
Okay. Remember, he's a little
barbarian with a actually a legitimate intelligence here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Fucking around.
Oh, I should have run that with the first shot last time.
Should have, but you did.
But a horrible.
That'll be a 22.
Okay. You
use
a
roll of 20.
Oh, I should have seen my. Oh, they don't do the same amount of damage. Just the other one has more chance to hit.
Yes,
sir. These are all lizard guys, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're rat guys.
There's no lizard balls
yep.
to kick here.
You can try to look for them.
I don't want to get that
what
close.
Is, what
it's
on
search
their
for
knee.
Lizard balls.
It's on their knees, trust me.
you flank him
and you stab him good in the back, and he is...
stab with my warhammer.
Yep, stab with your warhammer, and he's barely...
Are you
hit him really hard in the back,
I'm
and
full,
he's...
Okay.
He looks like he's not looking too good. He might be going down soon.
Good. Going down where?
Downtown.
Oh.
I throw him through the shredder.
He's got to pay some bills.
All right. Tab it.
Just go hit him. He's almost
all right.
Maybe just pick up a rock and...
Honestly, it'd probably
hit. Oh, Abadars.
Probably hit. All right, yeah, I'm going to just move up next to him there. He's still flanked, correct? I mean, he's...
Not...
Well, he's paying attention to those guys, because he can't pay attention to me either, so...
So
we had this discussion with Tyler's Rogue.
I don't think it works that way, because You have to be directly...
Well, because he's flanked already, so he's already trying to pay attention to two people. So a third is, I mean, at least that was in my game.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Okay, I mean, it's your call.
No, you can't do
it. It might hit.
14.
Just 14?
Yeah, I don't need bonuses.
Can I inspire him real quick?
Yeah, go back in time.
You can
I
do
want
it.
To inspire you.
Hey, thanks.
You still miss. Yeah. All right, McCall, you go.
20s. All right. Did I take one? It's great axe time.
That might have been one of mine.
Oh yeah. Oh, actually,
are you critting?
No. Times 3 just means 20, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, so 19.
Times 3.
So 27.
What?
Dude, I got a plus 8 attack bonus. I'm not even in rage, homie.
Oh, I think that's not you're talking about damage.
He's not even angry yet.
This is a magnificent grid axe.
Yeah, it hits.
Alright. Ooh. 10.
You're in the front. Alright, you do your classic stab him in between the head move, and he shrinks back down to his normal size and just slides down.
I pick up my bow.
I actually did something.
Nice. If you walk back over to it, you sure can.
No, wait, I'll do it. Well,
that's way over here.
I'll do that next.
I don't know, it was over here.
Oh, yeah, I was over here.
I'll do that next.
Okay.
Alright, so he's at that weapons rack. How far away is he?
About 5 feet.
I can still move
there, okay.
At the end of my turn.
Nope. So I can't
right.
Like take the rope and wrap it around one of his legs from underneath the bed.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Or I mean, if he's far enough away, I could try to sneak
down.
Yeah,
he's close
him.
Enough that you can do that.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that.
All right. So what you're going to want to do is that, like I was showing Philip, that CMB on your screen or your screen.
What's the CMB mean?
Combat maneuver
bonus.
And the other one's defense. This is for stuff like tripping and grappling and
with the
CMO.
This
stuff.
Is probably not going to work out.
You're
going to
do something cool.
Yeah.
That's a 6, isn't it? That's not.
Is that a 6?
No, it's a 9.
It is a 9.
It is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 6 has a mine underneath.
Oh, yay! Higher than I wanted, but it's probably not that great. Plus 5, so it's going to be 14.
You can do whatever you want. That's higher than a CMB.
Okay,
CMB.
So it's wrapped around his leg. I'm going to trip it, basically. So I have that rope, undid it, underneath the bed, put it under one of his legs, and yanking it. So he's going to smack
it. He's
going to
do a reflex save. If he makes it, he'll stand up. If not, he'll... Got a 5, so he's on the ground.
Yes! Yes! My character is confident.
You've actually done something.
Yeah.
Rope. Suckle. Can he drop the weapon and just have it
already?
No, I get
to move too, right? So that would be my attack.
Rest
action. Minotaur.
Well, I'm pitching you right now, since you're on a bed, you're on your stomach or whatever, so you would have to crawl.
Yeah.
Or you could stand up.
Well, I'd like to come out from underneath the bed now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to just sit there like, hey, that's good.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
I thought you wanted to tone on that.
So I'm going to stand over
here.
Okay.
Yeah,
it
should
so
be
on the ground. So he's going to try to get up.
I put like a knee on his chest or something too while this is happening? Like, would that would count as its own attack?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be another attack to do that.
Okay.
Okay. So he's going to try to get up, so you're going to attack of opportunity against him.
Yeah! Are you going to bat now, or are you going to...
Yeah, you're
going to
do that right
away. I guess my
punch him.
Yeah, so you just use your base attack bonus.
Hit him in the face. Did he drop my weapon? What happened to my sweet sword? My sweet spear trombone. Sambone. My sambone. What happened to my sambone?
High or low?
High.
It drops. He still has it in his hand. He's like, it's kind of pinned under him.
Okay. Did he smack his head? Did he fall on his back?
Yeah,
I'm asking too many stupid questions.
Yeah,
he hit the tip of the...
Did he fall on it?
He
probably
died. Fell on it and went right through his skull.
I saw it.
God, why can't I roll a 20? That would have been awesome. Alright. I'm going to boot him. with an 18, so that's probably going to hit. Plus 5,
base,
right? So 24.
Attack.
Or not yet, 20.
Well, it'll be
22.
It'll be
23.
Yeah, plus
that's
5.
What it is.
Plus
5.
Yeah,
it's
a
basic attack.
Oh, it's
2. It's a
2.
Oh,
that's such an awesome character.
I didn't
make
him.
Eric
made
it. Like everybody's character.
I was just going to roll really nice and see what happened. All right, so I boot him in the face.
Who made this character?
How'd you get caught in the first place?
I got it.
I foresaw this. I know the tissue. I know
it's
so hot.
It's in the future.
It's a D6 damage
so
with
60 loves
cups. Kitty.
Kitty,
the D6 for damage with fisticuffs.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yes!
And add in your strength bonus.
Oh, shit.
It's so weird imagining an elf punching something.
Yeah.
9. So it'd be time 9 total.
I know, I just can't envision Legolas punching
Uruk-hai.
Yeah, he ain't getting up. He could do a nice little...
stomp in the face.
Stomp, yep.
Stomp
like, you ain't going nowhere, punk.
That's crazy.
Another one's pissed off at Crow now, so he's going to actually attack.
Meanwhile.
Got a 3 in Mr. Horn.
Yeah.
I'm fighting the one trying
to. How did you
useless.
Catch you guys in the first place?
Better wonder if
the guys
in the
corner
right
can't do anything.
The first guy's dead, so we go to Crow.
Really, I'm trying to envision these two going at it. Like, he's trying to choke him and missing, and now
he's
just trying to swing around.
He's missing me, I'm just not going to waste me.
Total incompetence.
I say we just let him finish. See how they do.
So that'd be 16. 15.
You get it around his neck. These guys' CMD is only 11, so.
What's
right.
The CMD, then?
That's CMD is the combat movie. Move
so, like, if I try to do something to you like that,
yeah.
That's what you.
Is that new to Pathfinder?
Yeah. Right. Could you. And the three.
So, it's not the same
division.
As base attack modes.
What's added in there?
That's, right. That's your defense one right there.
So. And yeah, Pathfinder added that to simplify doing trips and all the fun
the
stuff.
Cool stuff?
Yeah.
I'm glad they still have it.
Yeah.
Fourth edition got rid of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure
you
time.
Can't.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The first one that I played, they were like, no, we don't have cold shots anymore.
No cold shots.
It's
not
fun.
Like, try and trip people.
You can
do
that.
I love trying to do that to people. It's the most fun.
Can't do
but
that.
We gave Warriors
Thunder
Shots.
Smash.
So
my
choking
turn.
All matters is DPS,
yeah, choking
man.
Him. Go ahead and, I guess he'll try to escape Artis. Actually, it wouldn't be till his turn. We'll just say you've got him grappled now.
Grappled, so he can't.
So
yay!
He fails something later.
So yeah, so he's either going to try to reverse the grapple or break free of the grapple. I
think. It's a
I'll
hold
him so you get back. So if he's like grappling him, then I whack him at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
A minus or anything.
You actually get a bonus to hit him.
Oh, okay.
So,
if
he's my hands bound and run around.
I'm kind of mad at Crow because he left our party. In the first place, so I'm going to take this turn to go back, pick up my bow. That's fine. And then I'm just going to kind of have it aimed in that general direction and see what's going on.
Whoever stands up, I'm shooting.
Yeah.
Tabit, your turn.
Draw crew, it doesn't matter.
I guess you just move me 6 squares. That's not the direction to Mortenburg, though. That's to the priory. Fuck that.
Makoa, you can hear a scuffle going on in here, and of course you see...
Well, I guess... Sorry, I probably should have shot at him. I mean, I have a crossbow.
I don't know if you'd be able to get him.
Well...
There'd be cover, wouldn't there? I mean, I don't know exactly what...
No, it's a straight line at him, right? Yeah, but
you'd
be shooting at Crow.
Oh, he's overhearing me.
Yeah, because these two are grapples.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Well, we're not on, like, the best terms, so...
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
I'm not trying to
I would never shoot, you know, if you had someone grapple. I'd never do that. But
it'd be like a monk style.
Yeah, I can tell you just
I'm only going to try to use my magic and, like, when I'm about to die, like, okay, I'm going to finally be burning hands.
Yeah, tell you just to turn him towards me.
That would be a good idea, would be too.
So, what are you going to shoot, or are you just going to...
Yeah, I was going
to
shoot at him.
Okay, it's going to be... You're going to minus...
That's fine. I'm
with combat.
I'm a
it's
terrible
the
player.
The
well,
good
sure. luck.
I
always have a minus.
Dice, you can get another one. I know, right?
Yeah.
I'll just use the same
expansion.
Same page.
Six.
You can get like five characters in.
I think Prolock kind of deserves the die anyway.
Most
right.
characters
die.
Again, you hear a scuffle in there and you see...
Alright, I'm going to rush up 8 squares, my speed, and then attack.
How do you know the Trog is a bad guy? Wait, you met that girl. I forgot about that.
They already know this guy.
We've already killed like 5 of these things.
22?
Really?
Yeah.
I really wanted to miss. It's lame that it's someone to drag this out.
Oh, I think it's not a hit.
Go ahead.
Did you not want to hit
like,
him?
Like, damn, that's just hard as hell. How is that not a hit?
And he got a minus for being grappled.
Yeah.
Darn.
Oh, that's right.
This useless guy can manage to somehow grab
him.
I can't hit him with a hammer.
Yeah. You slap the shit out of him. He's still up, but he really hurt you. All right, Kenny.
Can I try to grab my spear? That's what I want to go for. I want my weapon back.
Yes.
I want my spear-ma-phone back.
Spear-ma-phone.
Do
a combat maneuver because he's a child.
That one's bad. I finally hit, yeah.
No.
5 plus 3, so 8.
Nope. You are not, he is too heavy for
you.
You
should have just kept
up.
Kicking him in the face.
I probably should have.
You just beat the shit out of him. Nobody, fine!
Slay this guy with my bare hands.
It's a good move.
Curb stomp this. Trog the day.
He just comes out and he's like, I don't need this weapon. I'm a wrestler now. The wrestling bard.
I don't need weapons.
I'm inspired by wrestling.
Yeah, I couldn't see an elbow punching something.
Whoa!
An elbow drop, you know. So
I mean, I got plenty of elbows.
Alright, so he is actually going to try to get out of the way completely. You get... Well, let's see what he wants. You can attack by opportunity. He's trying to do like a flip to roll out of your way. But
he's like doing a failed kip up right now.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm just going to boot him. Yeah, I'm going to boot him again. Hopefully, it boots where it's at. 14 plus. Is it combat bonus?
Plus 2.
For
just
this
two,
one,
right?
It's
just regular combat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 16 total.
That'll it.
Yeah. My boot to the face.
That should be your go to.
We should add
D6, right?
Yep.
This is getting like cruel now. Just like keep picking
up.
Just keep
the game for the rest of the night.
It's just a ruthless.
Just
say uncle, goddamn.
So it's 3 plus
I'll just keep my
mind
on
it.
3. So 3, 6 total. 6 total.
Your strength bonus?
It is 3. So 3.
It is?
Yeah. I told you, you're the one who wrote this up. I literally was going to roll like random dice and have like 3s possibly. Instead, I'm really
awesome. Well,
your lowest one is a
15 is my lowest.
Yeah.
Then everything else is 17 and higher.
Hopefully.
And again,
rolled it like how we did, and I got
it
right here. You guys all rolled the same. It's 66 when I said.
My charisma's 10.
Jesus. People just
look at your
show
right
around.
10's average. He's just average.
yeah, he falls back down. Okay, the other one's going to try to break free. That'll work. So he kind of pushes you back. You can attack with opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You get this.
Your best laid plans are not working, DM.
What
a
hit.
I'm going to choke him and kick him in the face.
Just
don't worry about my face.
Stop.
Just keep kicking.
Stop.
Oh,
it's like a gangman jumping in is what I
so, you see him kind of...
He pushes
Crow so hard that he breaks your bonds, but you kind of fall back.
Oh, nice.
But right as he does it, Okoa just comes up and just slams his axe right into his side. He kind of leans into it and then slides down.
Nice.
So that's another one dead.
I'm free!
Frosco died. Just got dressed like a tiefling, dude.
Crow on the ground, free again.
I'm gonna stand up and run.
Bye! I got books to read.
That sounds about right.
I don't know where you want to
run. I don't know what's going on. I'm hit in the head, I'm just going to stand there.
Well, we still have the one guy.
Okay. Just see what's going on.
Your guy would recognize. Not so much.
Yeah, because he wasn't around then. Because he wasn't on the, at the first adventure.
Oh, you're right.
No, I played with Crowlock.
Did you?
Yeah, I played one with him.
I don't think so, because Crow didn't come until
Mortenberg.
Because it was...
Tyler's book. Right. Mike replaced... Tyler replaced Mike.
Yeah,
because
so,
I was told you were Cameron one time.
Yeah.
Where you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this guy just have multiple personalities?
I guess that was brought here from Tyler, though, wasn't he?
But I thought you only made it once.
No, I played twice, but I did play with Cameron. He was totally here one time.
Yeah, Cameron was came separate of Tyler the first time.
I'm for sure he came in with Mortenberg because he heard you guys' adventure of clearing out the tunnel.
Well, I have it all recorded, so we can go through this.
Yep. All right. we'll say...
I might know you, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know you played with Cameron before, though, so maybe
he doesn't, recognize you as much. He, like, you kind of recognize him, but you recognize him.
I may have heard you.
Bloody half-orc, I've seen him before.
You.
All right, it's...
My turn. Can I see anything that's going on, like, at the angle? Can I see this guy on the ground?
Yeah, you can see, like...
I throw my Hungamonga at him.
All right, you know how to
Hungamonga.
Oh yes!
Roll it again.
That'll be a 19.
That's gonna hurt. Grow damage.
Let's see. 1d6.
It's like the first time this thing's ever worked out.
That'll be a 6.
Six.
The guy's like, "What the fuck did you just throw at me?"
What the fuck is that?
So. Kenny's in here beating the shit out of him with his fist. So he just gets done kicking him when he's trying to roll over.
It.
And you just see this weird looking three pronged dagger come in just in bed right into his head.
Is it my go?
And just,
everybody's dead.
They're all dead. So.
Oh, so I pick the first thing that happens, I pick up my spearmophone. And there's a sound as it slides, and I'm blowing into like. I'm looking right at you as I'm doing
it. I hear it, I'm like, yeah!
I like this guy.
This guy's awesome!
It's a picture music, I guess.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I love it. I start dancing as I beat the body in front of me. I hope he has another one of those.
And I click it in the room. Awesome!
And I just go,
thank you. Too long.
Too copper.
Yeah.
This group's paying out.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming and rescuing us. I really didn't want to have to keep
coming. You guys just showed up to us.
You could have gotten out before us.
Unfortunately,
you guys failed the first rule of bards, and you paid them, so he's probably going to follow you over.
Actually, thanks for showing up to us and then breaking free.
Try.
We didn't really do much.
So, my name is, are we going to gathering together now, or what?
Yeah.
What's our plan?
You're probably talking to them, but they're probably molesting the bodies right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a thing where we loot.
Yeah, I got to loot this guy's body, because I want to
loot
his
potions. Loot now, ask questions later.
And we right, argue
so
over it. And I'll, you know what, and since, as we're newly friends, you can keep that Hungamonga that I threw.
Hungamonga. Okay. Sounds good. I'll pick that up out of there.
Okay.
And I'll search this frog with that. After
it's funny you think it's going to work.
I know it's not. I'm going to just show him a nice little trick.
What happens with the song?
You'll find out here in a second.
Out.
All right, go ahead and do search checks. So it's perception.
After my epic solo.
So what did you do with that dagger thing you had? The Hungamonga? That's what a Hungamonga is.
Oh.
It's like a three-pronged dagger.
I just picked it up. You can give it back to him at some point.
So you like put it in a bag or something? Or?
Yeah, whatever I got on me. What on me?
I got a 23.
Like on my belt satch.
So
out of 14.
So this guy's got a great sword. It doesn't look like it's too spectacular. Just like a, almost like a makeshift tribal looking one.
Does anybody want this?
Yeah, I need a great sword.
All right.
I just need another weapon.
His armor looks like reinforced hide.
So better than what you have?
I just need a second weapon.
Last time my great
axe was oxidized, and I didn't have a weapon.
Armor. What's your armor?
Gave me my armor last time.
The hide armor would be a +4.
It's a chainmail shirt, so
yeah.
Whatever it's.
I think it's the same. It'd be the same.
Okay.
Except for yours is light and the high would be medium.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And he doesn't have any potions or anything on him. It looks like he only had the one. He got...
That didn't do him very much good.
10 silver and 2 gold on him. And he searched one of his pouches in the Hungamonga.
Okay. But you don't have to take it. I think I have. Okay, I don't take it.
Okay.
I mean, it'll appear.
You're
not cursed with it. I'm cursed with it. So I can't get rid of it.
Is it already off my belt sash at this point?
It is.
It helped out
what
that
the
time.
Hell?
It's never done any good for us except for that one moment. Just
well, it just the last time I killed some zombie with it and it just destroyed him.
All right. So that one searched.
So that was this guy.
I had a 14. Is there a search roll? There's
perception,
which
is
really
nice. Yeah.
Oh, perception, 10. So 24.
Yeah.
I make off of here. Let's see. He has 2 javelins, range javelins.
Okay, I'll take them both. But anyone want a javelin?
Yeah, you can have them.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing my spear, so
yes.
I'm more than willing to take these javelins.
The javelins have a range of 30 feet, and they do 1d6 damage. And then they're critical, just put x2. He also has a club.
How'd you crit with a javelin?
Throw really hard.
All I imagine is Revenge of the Nerds. With all that
weird flamboyant,
bouncing with the limp wrists.
Yeah.
I designed this especially for me.
Especially designed for his limp wrists.
Yeah. Who was that? Lamar. That was
his
name.
Yeah, it's up this last 40 silver.
40 silver.
And
my money part.
He got.
Where is it?
Oh, there we go. 40 silver.
He
and 2 copper.
And he's got.
Right?
And the armor he's wearing is.
Yeah,
and
the 2 copper.
Look at that line. You're wearing leather.
That's the first money I ever got from you. I'm gonna savor this.
You gotta frame it?
Yeah. No, I've gotten paid for.
It'll be that dollar.
Before, I mean.
It'll be that dollar frame.
He's
like
got leather armor. I think that's only like a +3.
Do I have any armor?
Yeah.
Can I wear leather armor?
You can, but you
got like a mithril chain shirt. Yeah, I don't need
mithril
armor. Leather armor?
How'd you get mithril?
I feel like you're in the wrong adventure.
Mithril armor.
What kind of bard walks
around
with
light
armor?
Only 1,000 gold. So I was like, well, he starts out with 3,000. I'm assuming that.
No, I mean, fucking I rock. Did you guys not see? Mine was pretty
good.
Mine,
you deserve
hellacious.
It.
This bard was like jamming it under mountain with the
I feel like we're all like, yeah. I feel like we're all really jealous.
All right, and then we got... This guy's
well, just wait till I'm in the restroom and see my gigantic dog.
He got pretty much the same
thing. I'm well endowed and everything in my life.
Great sword.
You know,
that's a masterwork great sword.
Yeah,
that's
too
awesome.
It's too long.
I'll
take
it anyway. Just in case I get anything
oxidized. That guy has 40 silver on him and then the 2 javelins.
I'm really paranoid about that oxidizer.
Yeah.
That did suck. I thought we were wrong.
You know, you think I would have bought like a spare weapon
so
just in case, but no.
They're saying oxidizer, what they mean is a rust one.
That's
So how do I figure out what's the greatsword?
It should be just like mine, but take away a 1 from that. Is that correct? I have a masterwork, so it should
show. Well, yeah, you'll just use your base attack bonus for
base
it.
Attack.
Oh yeah, just without any.
So it should be.
What's the damage?
Well, it's your base attack. Yeah, your base.
Plus, let me see. My base attack is 3, so it'll be a 4. Well, no, it'll be 1 less. So it'll be a 3. So
where's my base attack?
Oh. So it would be a +6 for you.
And then what's the damage?
1d8 +3, and the crit is 19 to 20.
+3 is.
Oh, that's my. Well, we have the same.
Okay.
So mine would
be
+3.
Wait,
be
no,
it's
your strength bonus.
Oh,
so +4.
Okay.
And then what's the crit?
19 to 20.
Times 2.
It's slashing.
All right.
Hey, so we just wait, guys. Well, except for you, Crow. Crow, where have you been, buddy?
I decided to join a band.
Well, how'd you guys get captured?
Just went according to
you got too drunk.
Oh, you guys meant to do this?
And Apparently,
yeah, you know,
lizard people do not like jokes about songs about themselves. I don't know.
Sometimes you go to a bar, playing, and you drink a little bit too much, and you wake up captured by troglodytes.
Just a typical Sunday.
Well, I mean, it was Monday.
Oh.
Last time this happened, it was ogres. So
I just specifically go by crow now. I don't go by crow. Block. That's new trend.
Pass, man.
One word, not two.
Just
one.
Yeah.
Just crow.
I
like
told
crow.
Him if he wants
like,
to get his
like
band,
Sting
he needs the,
and Bono.
He needs the shark. Needs more punch in your name.
So did you give up on wizard being a wizard? Are you a bard now?
Yeah, totally. Did you see me strangle that guy back there? That was not mage-like at all. That was completely being a bard.
Pretty awesome.
I learned that in a bar fight.
Yeah,
last time I didn't win, though.
I thought you said bard
this
fight.
Time I won bar.
I thought you said
bard
fight. Yeah, I learned that in a bar fight.
You totally lost that rock-off, dude. It was not...
I know I lost that rock-off.
You got a lot of weight. You got a lot more ways to go.
That's why you're the master.
So what instrument do you play now, Crow?
Vocals.
Oh, let's see. Can you guys do a song for us?
Yeah, go ahead. When the skies are dark and the dragons fly, look out, here comes the trucks. Trucks. I'm still working on this, man.
That's good. That's good. I think you went in the right direction.
I think Victor Maidrite might want to talk to those guys.
We're working
on it.
That was, you guys definitely have something. But until then, you want to go inside this table with us?
I got nothing better going on.
Right? Yeah.
I already cribbed Tom the Trog tonight. Let's see what else we can get going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some gold in there.
Yeah, because I need some vocal lessons really bad.
I'm sure it'll inspire us all, right?
What is that?
Yeah, I don't got it. That'd be a good idea. Exactly. I need some inspirado for this next song.
I got
need some money for some vocal lessons.
I thought it was pretty good.
I don't really drink a lot, but
yeah.
I like
those don't come free, and I'm not a vocalist.
I should drink it too.
Well, in Mortenberg, I think that they have a vocal trainer there. So after we're done with this,
sounds good.
Tabit
is currently downing a bottle of brandy.
Oh,
God damn you, Evador!
Turning to alcohol.
Yeah. Well, Tabit should be thankful that he doesn't have to have more orcs.
Can I worship brandy? Like, is that allowed?
Yeah, I
think
that's
the one atheist cleric.
Who just worships alcohol.
Yeah.
I think that's Cain Caitlin. He's the god of alcohol.
Alright, so what are you guys going to do? You guys kind of met up?
He's the god of wine.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out with you guys now.
Kenny looks like he's pretty
simple.
Pretty well off for himself. He's in a really shiny chainmail shirt. He has a pretty nice looking...
It's beautiful.
Very tight leather pants.
He's got a really nice looking spear, which also acts like a musical instrument in the window.
And crow.
Tight pants and a really big
really
spear.
Handsome, really athletic apparently.
Crow has his ear pierced now. Got a mohawk.
It's a new trend.
And you're way cooler now.
I found out there's more experiences than the ones inside of books.
They're just reading.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys know he's cast Fireball? I cast Fireball. Like, I can make fire come out of my hands. I did not know that.
Like, that was our entire
That's the entire time. He'd just sit over there and read a book.
And you like, read the spells I gave him, and he's like, I can cast fire from my fucking hands, guys!
Let's go. I'm going to venture in the temple. I'm
trying to work on shooting
out
of my mouth
now.
Vocally.
So I changed that guy out of my mouth.
Oh, so we just said F the Priory.
But it hasn't even been... Well, we'll go after this.
That thing has burned out like six times.
I definitely feel like we should
not anymore.
What's wrong with your head?
Plus
my
online game.
Since the Priory's not there, I guess we'll just follow you guys. That's where we're going to go. That was our next game.
We said fuck the Priory, too.
We'll go after.
They all burned in there,
the
but
they were
soup, for the bees.
They were ready to play a birthday party.
Yeah.
That's right.
Alright, so we're going inside.
Yep.
Loading.
Help save, please.
I think this is a good time to...
What's the cool tip underneath the screen?
Please don't turn off the system while it's saving.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.